Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go, people, on a Tuesday now. Feels like a Monday, but it is a Tuesday. It is a new week, new start. Make it rain for you here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we come off a 3-day weekend. And certainly hope that that you had a relaxing yet profitable time over your 3 days, as we took time out yesterday, of course, to honor those men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice here, giving us the opportunity to even have such a thing as a 3-day weekend. And it was, at least watching the games over the weekend there, Dane, it certainly looked like the weather was cooperating up in the Northeast for you guys there. Did you have a little rain or was it just, it looked like it was 70s, 80s? Looks like you guys were able to throw the jackets away for a couple of days.
Yeah, it was nice out. Good morning, Joe. Long time no talk. Good morning to our degenerates out there for Make It Rain. Yeah, it was a nice time. I was able to, be outside. Friends, kids' birthday, barbecues. But yesterday, celebrating our rights, I was at Belmont Racetrack, getting it in a little bit with the ponies. And, Joe, I hit a superfecta yesterday.
Nice!
How about that? Yeah.
Wow.
The problem is, of course, you only do a 10-cent superfecta, right? So
right.
You box it, it's like $2.40. But it was good because, there was some big – it was like a race where there was like 2 8-to-5 choices, right? Then there were 2 7-to-1 choices. Then there were 2 other horses in the race that were each like 30-to-1 or better. So I was like, okay, these are the 4 horses that are coming in. Let me just make sure the other ones defecate the mattress. And they
nice.
Did. And I got one of the 7-to-1s to come in second place in there for the exotic. So it was not bad. But when you do like a 10-cent superfecta and the payout is like, $11.50, that's pretty good on 10 cents, right?
That's not bad at all, dude. Listen,
the fact that you
got the 4 horses is brilliant, man. So
yeah.
That alone you should feel proud of.
I was trying to be disciplined the entire time, but there were no better way to celebrate the rights that, some of the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice, the rights that have been bestowed upon me than to bet, the 5 horse in the 3rd race, that kind of thing. That's the right that I wanted to exercise. And you're right, Joe, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was a beautiful day at the track yesterday.
What was the crowds like at Belmont now? What does it look like there?
I mean, it's not stakes day, so it wasn't 100,000 people, but it was nice. And they have other events there. They had like the food trucks there and they had like a little handicapping contest for what they called the quote unquote low rollers. And they also had kind of a free breakfast buffet. Gates opened at 11:30. First post was 1:30. They had like a breakfast buffet for people. I did not use the breakfast buffet because me and my boys had a breakfast buffet and it was called an 18-pack of Modelo's.
Yes.
But other than that, we were doing just fine.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, from what I read, there was, I guess, a third horse in 9 days that passed at Santa Anita over the weekend. You know, which is what's terrifying about this is that there are people now calling for the track to suspend once again and try to figure out what's going on. But the Breeders' Cup is set to happen there in Santa Anita. Yeah, it's just outside of L.A., and the Breeders' Cup is scheduled there. I'm wondering whether or not they decide to go, you know what? Yeah, may have to move it.
They don't want all that PR, because even if there's not another death from the rest of the time, there was something like 3 in the last week. There was 23 over the weekend. It's kind of like, Joe, remember when we talked about the O.J. Simpson number? Going back, that kid wanted, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Why bring on the negative attention, the negative stories that will ultimately come regardless? You kind of pack it away in mothballs and it'll never happen. I think they should probably consider switching venues, but then again, who am I to judge?
Yeah, you know, now you got PETA and everyone else coming out and trying to saying that they should stop it. It's been a while since there was there was that stretch early on a couple of months ago where it just seemed like every day we were getting a story. But this was, like anything else, though, every horse, every situation there, this was a 9-year-old gelding that actually had to be put down. They had gone a long, long time without having any, at least over a month, month and a half, without having a fatality. But what do you do with the Breeders' Cup? That is, it is the richest day in horse racing, in the year for horse racing. That's when the most amount of money, the most amount of handle. I mean, it is one of the biggest, actually, from a monetary standpoint, day in racing. And what do you do with that now? I guess you can bring it to, you can go to Churchill, but there's only so many tracks that are actually racing during that time of year. So you're limited as far as the choice is going. So
aren't there more in California you can go to? What is it, like Del Mar or something? Isn't there another one?
Yeah, they can go to Del Mar. Yeah, exactly. They're going to have to do something.
Easiest.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something there. That's a lot of guys with a whole lot of money right now that are sweating eyebrows going, what in the world are we supposed to do now? But we'll keep an eye on the situation. I hope we don't hear any more stories along those lines.
No news is good news. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. No news is good news there, because the Breeders' Cup is an awful lot of fun, and it's a great way for guys to be able to, you know, cash some tickets and make some money. You want to hit a superfecta of all days, you want to hit it on the Breeders' Cup, my man.
There you go.
That is the day you want to pick that super. 10 cents will still get you about $6,000. So you can definitely cash in there. It was a weird weekend, too. And we'll talk about all the headlines. Some sad news, of course, in the world of sports, but some reasons to celebrate. We'll dive into all of that, get you caught up on what you missed as we help you make it rain this week on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Happy Tuesday.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, welcome in here on a Tuesday. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Welcome in here as we try and pick up the pieces from an extended weekend, at least those of you that might have had yesterday off. Good for you. Congratulations. We are underway, though, here with the NBA Finals this week. We had a little NHL Stanley Cup Final last night, Game 1, Bruins and the Blues, and what looked like to be a great start for the Blues didn't turn out all that great in the end. We'll talk about that coming up, of course, Thursday night. No Kevin Durant, we know. DeMarcus Cousins questionable. However, Golden State and the Toronto Raptors will be battling best of seven. Who is your NBA champion this year? Some great storylines there. And it was an interesting, last we spoke with you guys, we were going into that final game, game six, rather, against in Toronto, Milwaukee, Toronto. And we weren't sure exactly what we were going to get. However, we did say last week, we kind of had a feeling whoever wins game five, in all likelihood, was going to win the series. Whether Milwaukee was going to take it at home and then head to Toronto and win, or whether Toronto would actually take one on the road and then go back home and close it out in game six. We kind of had a feeling game five was going to be the turning point. As it worked out, that was exactly what happened as Toronto, congratulations, big celebration, great game, down again, double digits in that game. But they also, Toronto, to their credit, even during that game when they were down, never had that look of panic. They kind of, we've kind of seen that from them, a veteran-laden team there led by Kawhi. They never panicked, unlike what we witnessed with the Milwaukee Bucks, who once they started to see that 14-15 point lead during that game kind of start to diminish and go away. They did what they've done in other games in that series, which was disappear outside of those first two games where I think just about everybody wrote off the Toronto Raptors. The whole script kind of flipped there after game three, winning overtime there. Went in double overtime there, and then, of course, something happened with that Toronto team. They started to gain confidence. The bench players, Van Fleet has a kid. Now he doesn't miss. You go down the list, and it just they could not right the ship, Milwaukee. They had no answers, couldn't make adjustments for Kawhi, for their bench players went absolutely MIA between Middleton and Bledsoe. Nowhere to be found. And Giannis was kind of on an island there all by himself, and he was limited too since he really couldn't. He needed some help, couldn't get any. And what we've got, of course, is a six-game victory by the Toronto Raptors. And I think it's a better – I don't know. I think it's a better matchup than what we would have gotten from Milwaukee, because I think Milwaukee was as good as they were during the season. I think we finally, once they kind of – six games against an equal. We got to kind of see what their limitations were that weren't, we weren't able to get it during the year. But I think there, we kind of, with Kawhi being that kind of defender and with Toronto being the physical team, I think we kind of got Milwaukee's, I think we kind of got their kryptonite there a little bit. They've got, listen, they've got an offseason to figure out a few things. Just about everybody on that team is going to be coming out as a free agent between Lopez, Middleton. They gave Bledsoe an obscene amount of money. Now they're stuck. They don't know what, you've got him whether you want him or you don't want him. But they've got some decisions to make. But Toronto, listen, it was all in, man. It was Kawhi. They kind of pushed all their chips into the middle of the table. And I saw this yesterday, too. A lot of people were talking about, well, how does San Antonio feel now? Well, San Antonio, I'm sure, feels just fine. I mean, you can't force a guy to be a part of an organization he doesn't want to be a part of. And, you know, that situation had unfortunately run its course. And no harm, no foul. He's not the first guy to switch teams and have success someplace else. So I don't think there's any regret. I mean, would they have liked to have had Kawhi and everything is puppy dogs and rainbows? Yes, but it just, sometimes it just doesn't work out. A change of scenery is good. And credit Toronto for going all in. And I don't know, Dane, the big question to me is that if they don't end up winning this, but they've made it to the finals, was it all worth it for Toronto to kind of just give it this all this year with Kawhi, knowing that he's, listen, in all likelihood, not going to stay in Toronto, although it's still to be determined, and nobody knows with that lunatic. I mean, the guy, I can't figure anything out with him. But is it worth it in the end to have just this kind of run? Is Toronto already won in your eyes, or was this a risky proposition, win or lose, if Kawhi doesn't stay?
No, I think you got to take your shot right at it. And right. I mentioned this before, like the kind of extended recruiting trip. And that's what some of these, and I'm sorry, Gabe, I won't get it wrong. This is what some of your lower than New York and Chicago and LA media markets. Okay. This is what they have to do. You know, think about what Oklahoma City did with Paul George. Think about this in Kawhi. You know, this is what the Denvers or the Portlands or some other teams would have to do to try to attract talent. I like what Toronto did. I give Jury a lot of credit for flipping DeMar DeRozan to try to make this happen. Now, the question is, will it compel Kawhi to stay? I don't know. We all know this guy is an introverted superstar. I mentioned the idea, Joe, of the Kawhi and Dine, right? Like the businesses out there in Toronto also trying to help him out. The question is, he is an L.A. guy. Will he want to go back to L.A.? I believe with the Clippers, not with the Lakers. And as you know, it's really hard to resist that pull home, right? That's what a lot of free agents do if they have an opportunity to go back to their hometown, you know, and kind of put it all together with their profession and their family, that sort of thing. And I would not be able to begrudge the man for that, to sign a max deal to live in Southern California instead of, you know, a different country, for goodness sake. So we don't know, but I do think Toronto had to take their shot. And it's proven to be, you know, a strong recruiting pitch, right? Now to your question of have they won it already or not. I think an argument can be made. I mean, listen, Joe, this is the Toronto Raptors. And for the first time in history, they are the Eastern Conference champions. You know, we knew there was an open door without LeBron. And it was Toronto who walked through it. I mean, remember, people were also saying, could Philly walk through that door? Could Boston walk through that door? You know, and no, it in fact was the Toronto Raptors. So I think to answer your question directly, yes, it was worth it because they still have the chance to get Kawhi. You still have Jurassic Park and everybody going crazy, and that's upward mobility for the franchise and the fan base. And they are hanging an Eastern Conference banner, not, you know, the ultimate goal, but I think is good for a franchise that has never been there before. On to the Milwaukee Bucks, Joe. I mean, people, I think I heard this somewhere else last week that the playoffs, you know, sometimes you talk about it like the cream rises to the top. And another way you could talk about it is whatever your weaknesses are, they get exposed. As you've been saying, when you have good competition, when you see the same team 5, 6, 7 times in a row. And I think that's just what happened to Milwaukee and Giannis. We were talking about this going into the playoffs, right? There's levels to this. And we were worried about Milwaukee in that scenario. And I do think they got exposed because their shooters that are around Giannis are not the same level of shooters that other teams have, right? You got Middleton, and that's about it. Middleton going to be a free agent himself. And I think that is how Milwaukee was exposed. They don't have enough shooters around Giannis. They don't have a quote-unquote Robin per se, that when Giannis is just, you know, all he's got is driving to the hole, that straight line drive. Where else can he go? I think Milwaukee will be playing in the pond in free agency trying to get someone else like that. And then Giannis, you know, Giannis does have to evolve on some level. Remember, I was not blaming Giannis. I was blaming everybody else last week. But I do accept Giannis has to have the natural evolution that a 24-year-old has to have. Look at Blake Griffin. Look at LeBron James. Other guys that were like locomotives early in their career developing the outside shot. And then Giannis, by the way, he should spend all summer. You know where he should spend all summer, Joe? At the free throw line. At the damn free throw line. Just practicing, right? You can't have a hack of a Shaq for the 21st century be this. But I expect that evolution to happen. This is the normal part of what happens with a 24-year-old who has this game early in his career.
You know, people, I think, forget. Listen, that kid, he's been in the league a couple of years now. And, you know, last year he put on 40 pounds of muscle. He bulked up. This was his first year, you know, in that body, in that shape.
Remember, and the LeBron only got his team to the Eastern Conference Finals a lot of times early in his career, and then he couldn't beat the Detroit Pistons, right? Same thing.
He's going to be a beast. He's going to continue to evolve, but he's got to evolve above the shoulders too, which may be harder than everything else. But the future is bright. We'll talk about Toronto and Golden State coming up.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy.
Rick Sussman's Instagram is like a 14-year-old kid's Instagram.
We'll call it what? Because models are on it?
Models on it? At least, sorry, it's not all fantasy baseball analysts, Frank. I'd rather look at models.
Instagram is made for models.
Legitimately made for models.
Models.
My entire Instagram is legitimately just models and food. That's all it is.
Porn and food porn.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Can you believe this ball game at Shea?
Oh, brother.
So the winning run is at second base with two out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag. Through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
would be the legendary Vin Scully talking about the 10th inning game there, 86 Mets versus those pesky Red Sox. Mookie Wilson's slow roller right through Bill Buckner's legs there, of course. It wasn't over then, although, you know, according to Red Sox fans, after that poor game, Bill Buckner was just ostracized, even though they had another opportunity to, you know, win the series in Game 7 and had plenty of opportunities in Game 7 to win. But don't let history get in the way of hating on Bill Buckner, who at the age of 69 lost his battle with dementia over the weekend. And amazing guy, by the way. You take that out of the situation. Bill Buckner is truly, he was an all-star. He was a batting champion. He had over 2,700 hits. He played 22 years in the pros. He was with the Cubs. He was with the Red Sox. The idea that somehow or another he's the one who lost that World Series was always bogus. But, you know, don't tell Red Sox fans there, because they spent the better part until 2007 hating this poor guy. And then they were nice enough to bring him back to the stadium when they won the World Series in 2007. Then they invited him back to the stadium and kind of like, you know, they forgave him as if he had anything to apologize for when they blew it in Game 7 of that series anyway. But great guy, great career, had a cameo in one of in Curb Your Enthusiasm, probably one of the greatest cameos ever, where there was a baby in a burning building that a woman threw out, and Buckner ended up catching it. It was just, it was priceless. Oh, really? Oh, it's just one of the best ever. You know, Larry David, of all things, has Bill Buckner outside this hotel, and this woman screaming for help, and she tosses the baby out the window, and it bounces off the, you know, the thing that the springboard that the firemen are holding, and Buckner ends up grabbing the kid, and it was just one of the best cameos ever. He was a great guy, but unfortunately battling dementia over the last years. But 22 years, 2,700 plus hits. The guy was a career almost 290 hitter. He was truly, I don't think the guy ever, because of that one play, which is crazy. That guy was feared for a very, very long time. He was a pro's pro, as they like to say. Nobody ever had a bad thing to say about it, but the guy had to go into hiding for years because he was getting death threats from Red Sox fans.
The original Buckman.
Yeah, they really did him wrong, man. I'm sorry, Red Sox fans, but that was not a great move on your part, because he didn't deserve that. It's not the reason why you lost the 86 World Series, not by far. But he will be missed at age 69. I remember collecting his baseball cards, man, whether he was with the Cubs or when he was with the Red Sox. 22-year careers, you don't see those very much anymore these days, Dane. They just don't exist.
Absolutely. Remember, we talked about how there's no one left from the 1900s, right? So that would be no one. As I believe you said, I think maybe Pujols is like the Albert Elder Statesman at this point from like 01 or 02.
Yeah, him and CeCe are the only ones that came up in 2001.
So that's what, like a 17 or 18-year career? So imagine another four on top for someone like Pujols or CeCe Sabathia. You mentioned it, the 1980 batting champ in the NL, an all-star in the early 80s as well, but unfortunately defined by his error in the World Series against the Mets. I got to tell you, Joe, you know, because I'm of a certain age where I do remember the 86 World Series. It was one of the first World Series I can actually remember as a child. And listen, as a Yankees fan growing up in New York City, the 1986 World Series was when I was taught about rivalries and like my tears of hate. Okay, so my family had groomed me as a little boy, you know, as a Yankees fan, we don't like the Mets and we don't like the Red Sox. I knew that even as like a little kid, you know, in grade school. So now what do we do? The Mets and the Red Sox are playing each other for the damn championship. You know, it was like, who do I hate more? And this is where I learned. This is where I learned kind of the tears of rivalry. I was taught that in this situation, as a Yankees fan, you actually hate the Red Sox more than you hate the Mets. And so then, by dissociation, you cheer for the Mets in this kind of matchup in the World Series. And so I remember learning about that. Did you know also, Joe, they literally on the stadium, on the scoreboard, on the Jumbotron or whatever it was called at Shea at that point, literally had up before the Mookie Wilson at bat, they had up congratulations to the Boston Red Sox, 1986 world champions. They put it up on the scoreboard in Shea right before the Mookie Wilson at bat that ultimately went through Bill Buckner's legs. It's crazy that they didn't even have enough faith. Their whole slogan was like, you gotta believe. But whoever was operating the damn scoreboard did not believe, literally put up congratulations, Boston Red Sox, in the ninth inning of game six in there in Shea.
Yep.
I thought that was crazy. But yeah, I mean, Bill Buckner, he will be missed, and he should not be defined for the kind of lowest point of his professional career at all. Absolutely. Yep. An all-star, a batting champ, a professional hitter should be recognized as such.
Yeah, and also another legend passed away over the weekend. Oh, yeah. We got news that Bart Starr had passed away, and a guy that, you know, was Tom Brady before Tom Brady and never really ever got the recognition that he should have outside of the football circle and guys that had a chance to get to know him. A guy that was a true pro, not only on the field, but also known for a lot of the stuff that he did for the community after his career was over. But this was a guy, of course, that ended up winning the first two Super Bowls, Vince Lombardi, legends, and the league were created with what he did. He was actually taken, I think Brady was picked 199. He was picked number 200 in the draft. There were like 17 rounds back in the day that that he ended right. up eventually getting
picked. Right? A few teams.
Yeah, it's
crazy. So I wonder how that went, yeah.
Yeah, and he still holds to this day some passing records in the playoffs. And mind you, every record passing that has to do with passing in the NFL has pretty much been blown away and already shattered time, you know, 100 times over. But this guy still holds playoff passing records from the first two Super Bowls throughout his entire career, not just the first two Super Bowls. This guy was unbelievable. Never really got the credit, but he was the face of what became the and what is the NFL now. You know, him and Lombardi, those first two back-to-back Super Bowls, the Ice Bowl, beating right. the Cowboys in what is still the coldest game ever played on record. Guy was a real legend, and when you start diving into some of his numbers, guys, it was, you know, Venmo O'Brien and company. You guys check out what this guy did for the game of football and for the NFL. He was truly an amazing leader, an amazing quarterback, an amazing man, and he will definitely be missed. I know they tried rolling him out here a couple of times over the last few years at different events and stuff, and he was great. Watching some of those highlights back in the day, man, I don't know how they did it. It was a totally different game back then, a game which was dominated by running backs and wishbone and, you know, running all this. And here's That's Bart right. Starr, you know, taking the ball and throwing it all over the place. It was just absolutely crazy.
Namath
to
was
think.
Like that also, kind of changing yes, it yeah. to actually start throwing yep. it. And then obviously when you get into the 70s, you had the Air Coryell offenses.
Yes, yeah, but this is, you're talking the 50s here, guys. We're talking about a guy that broke into the league in the late 50s, early 60s, and just from that point on, people forget, you know, if you don't know, the Packers, one of the original, the Blue Bloods, but those teams were terrible. I mean, you know, we seem to think the Packers began when Vince Lombardi showed up. Like, Vince Lombardi didn't show up until way later on. That franchise was just awful. And then, of course, Lombardi gets Starr, and then, you know, much like Belichick and Brady, Lombardi and Starr kind of changed everything after that. And the league owes a lot to what Bart Starr brought to the table. And even guys like Aikman, Steve Young, all of these guys that when they came up had a chance to actually spend time with him, they said he was the epitome of what being a professional quarterback was all about. Like, everyone should strive to be what Bart Starr was. That's how much he meant to the game and meant to guys like Young and Aikman and everyone who came after him, though. So he'll be missed as well.
Yeah. You mentioned Venmo Brian. And Venmo Brian, here's something for everybody else to learn up on, okay? There's been, what, 53 Super Bowls, something like that, 52, 53 Super Bowls, right? But if you realize, the NFL is honoring their 100th anniversary this year, okay? Which means that there's been like 45 years where there was nothing called a quote-unquote Super Bowl, okay? Yep. But there was still, you know, 40, 50 years of the NFL. And I find it interesting when people are thinking about what are the greatest franchises of all time. People completely forget about who were the champions, like, before the Super Bowl even happened. When you see that, like, George Halas and the Bears actually have, like, 8 NFL championships, you know, things like that. The Giants, you know, played in, like, what's quote-unquote the greatest game ever played in Yankee Stadium because it was a tie, the first overtime championship. There is a history of the NFL before the word Super Bowl ever came to be, and guys like Bart Starr, Vince Lombardi, and the Packers are definitely a part of it. You know, I think some of these guys, you know, Venmo O'Brien and the rest, could realize that there's a rich history in the NFL even before the Super Bowl, and Bart Starr and these Packers are definitely a part of it as the NFL celebrates their 100th anniversary this year.
Yeah, it. Yes,
because he has more bounce. Yes, you know what I mean? He's got more bounce. That's what it is.
Because you would have lasted all of 30 seconds with Vince Lombardi as your coach. Yeah, that would have worked out. Could you imagine?
Marcus and Nitschke coming after you, though, Venmo O'Brien. It'd be a little bit different.
You
may have had a better 40 time, a better vertical jump, but you also only had that one crossbar and some smelling salt.
And they didn't throw flags every time the quarterback got hit back in the 50s, my friend. In fact, they encouraged it.
Really?
They encouraged it. One of the true greats. Rest in peace, Bart Starr, here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
What's going on? All right, guys, time to put your money where your mouth is. Take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Well, you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering, of course, whether it be college or pro sports. You're always in control. Simply go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And as we get ready here on a Tuesday, we've got some NBA finals coming your way. Thursday, it's all about, right? Toronto Raptors taking on them pesky classic champions, two-time champions, right? Going for the three-peat, something that just has not, it's just, it's elusive, to say the least. We haven't seen it in a very, 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 very long time. It is just hard to do, guys. And the fact that here we are, the Golden State Warriors, once again in a position to be able to win their third out of what, four now?
It'll be four out of five.
Five.
Three in a row,
five,
four out of five. Three in a row, three in a row.
It's just crazy, guys. This is, we're talking about territory here for the Golden State Warriors. Not just as much as we put the Michael Jordan Bulls in our mind and we like to romanticize, you know, how great that team was and they were great. Guys, what the Golden State Warriors are doing here is unprecedented. You know, you can go back to the 50s with the Bill Russells and the Boston Celtics, but to do it in this day and age where the game has changed so much, to be able to do what they're doing now when you've got guys that are high-fiving and having dinner together and, you know, everyone's trying to build these super teams. The fact that these guys, many of whom, by the way, were originally Golden State Warriors, all right? This isn't this wasn't a team
that
was
drafted Steph, they drafted Clay, they drafted Draymond.
Yeah, these are guys that have been there. Iguodala's been there for a long time. Yeah. Livingston been there a long time. You know, these are a group of guys that have made the decision a long time ago, too, I think, given all the noise around them, that they wanted out of the NBA. They wanted to be considered the greatest team ever to play in the game, and they have an opportunity to do that. I mean, they're borderline there now. I think another championship here, and you do the three in a row. Listen, a case can be made. I know everyone keeps telling me how Kevin Durant is going to leave because he wants to, quote unquote, be the man. When you can be a part of this, like history, they don't have to leave. That's the other big thing. It's not like they have to run. This is something that comes around once in a generation that you see. You know, we talk about Haley's Comet and guys like Tiger Woods who changed the game. And guys, this never happens. Like, to be looked upon as being a part of a team, and history will reflect whether if Kevin Durant stays and they win another, I don't know, two or three, you know, down the road, is Golden State not the greatest NBA basketball team ever to play in the association? I don't even think it's close. And we're talking about some great teams, but what they could do if they stay together, they could go down and history will look back at all of these guys as the greatest. And what I love about this is team, not a bunch of individuals, but everything they do, including Kevin Durant over the weekend, who finally spoke to reporters. And, you know, of course, reporters got asked a question like, what do you think of there? And he's like, what do you mean there? You mean our, you know, this is our team. It's
our team.
Us,
yep.
Guys.
So that us versus them dynamic. Yep.
Right. It's not. And I think together, forget about the outside media because they're going to create drama where there's none. But I do think in that locker room, these guys, you know, he chose them for a reason. They recruited him for a reason. And I think in that locker room, you know, collectively, if these guys put their mind to it and say, we want to be the best ever, they're going to be the best ever. If they win, even without Kevin Durant, right? Even if they win, and trust me, he earned his ring, whether he steps foot on this court again this year or not.
Oh, for sure.
He's earned that ring. But if you're Kevin Durant and you have an opportunity to be a part of another two or three, like, don't you play the game to win? That's the whole point. And to be a part of something this big, this epic, in a league that's been around a long, long time, I don't know. I'm not convinced that any of these guys are going to walk away from that, especially since that's what most of these guys, I mean, Steph Curry, that's what they know. They expect to win and to go away and say it's like restarting again. And I just don't know. I'm not convinced that's what's going to happen here. Time will tell, but I believe another championship might change the dynamic here come July 1st.
Yeah, Bavona, you should always have that clip ready. Herman Edwards likes to say, you play to win the game. And that's what we're talking about, right? In terms of what is Kevin Durant considering when he's going to make this decision starting in July, right? So I hear you. Listen, you talk about what the Golden State Warriors are doing right now. Let's not forget, Joe, they are a Draymond Green suspension, in my opinion, away from going for their fifth in a row. Okay, they won that first one, right? Albeit, I will note, when LeBron had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love hurt, and Dellavedova was like the second best player on that team in their first win. But they got that win. Then they lost, you know, when Draymond got suspended and Bogut was hurt and all. And then they've run two off in a row with Kevin Durant. It hasn't even been fair. This would be the third in a row and the fourth out of five. Could be very, very close to five in a row. You talk about, like, the greatest stretches of all time. You know, Joe, we haven't talked about this ever. Do you A, know about, or B, believe the back end reasons why Jordan may have gone to play baseball for a few years? You know
well
about
aware.
All that with his dad and the gambling and all that good stuff?
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, that would be the only other thing that this could be, right? You say, like, if Kevin Durant went away, but, like, if Jordan didn't go away and the jury is still out on why the real reasons were because of that. We could have been looking at the Bulls winning like eight in a row or something like that. Remember, they won three and then won three on the back end, letting Hakeem Olajuwon get two in the middle. You know, so that could have been in the same sphere, but Jordan had to, do some things, shall we say. But the Golden State Warriors are, you know, could be five in a row. It's absolutely crazy. And here's the thing, Joe, when it relates to Draymond, as it relates to Klay, I think you're absolutely right. They gonna stick around. The question is for Kevin Durant, right? I think you just said it over the weekend, this us versus them kind of thing, and he admitted that that's how the media kind of wants that narrative to be. I think KD is the only one that may still look for greener pastures because the narrative will always be that he wasn't really a part of this dynasty. You know, I believe he is. I know that locker room believes he is, but if he's thinking about his legacy and his narrative and all that stuff, you know, he's a softer, sensitive kind of guy where he hears that noise. We've talked about it before, responding to Chris Broussard with burner accounts and the like. I'm not saying I agree. I'm with you, Joe. Be a part of the best team of all time. You'll have a statue. You have the Ring of Honor. You'll never have to pay for another meal again. But it seems like it's not in these guys' DNA. We've seen it before. We've seen it as far back as Shaq and Kobe. We've seen it with Kyrie Irving. We've seen it with Kevin Durant. They want to not only win it, but they want to be seen as the alpha dog on the winning team to cement their legacy. And quite frankly, Kevin Durant will never have the opportunity to do that with these Golden State Warriors because that position is already reserved for Steph Curry. So that may be the only reason. I don't know if I agree with it. I see it the same way as you do, Joe, but that could still be the motivation of Kevin Durant to do it all on his own. But I don't know why you leave the gravy train, especially also, Joe, you know, he likes that Silicon Valley money. I think his agent or his businessman manager is all close to all that, you know, tech money. And if you're a new millennial and you want to get rich, that's a nice place to be living in your business community too.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And we also have to separate the media from everything else, because the media creates this Kevin Durant versus everybody, you know, versus it's Kevin Durant
legacy
and the Warriors.
By the media.
That's the media inside that locker room. And I think his response and his reaction to that question yesterday was very, very telling and fascinating to me on a lot of levels, where he was so quick to change that and to correct him and go, no, not they, us. It's us here, guys, because that didn't sound like a guy that feels like an outsider. That's a guy who's trying to convey a message about that team going, guys, we are all on this together. You guys want to separate it. You want to make it seem like it's me and everyone else. But inside that locker room, which is ultimately the only thing that matters, it's all of us collectively. And listen, Durant said it a month and a half ago when they were in the Clippers series. And all of a sudden they had lost a second game. And he was talking about how much fun he's like, you know, we play the season. He's like, you know, that's great. He's like, but this is what, this is the kind of fun. This is fun right now for me. This is the most fun I've had all year. Well, that's because you're winning and you're on a winning team with some, one of the best teams of all time. Right. You all of a sudden decide to go be the man, Durant. And he knows this at 30 years old. You know, there are going to be years there. There are going to be some lean years. I don't care where you go or who you're drafted with. You know, you are going to lose. And there is not going to be all.
Kyrie Irving, who is actually in a good situation with a lot of talent around him still. He got a good chance, you know, like just drop him on a team. The Celtics are a better place to drop you than the damn Knicks are right now. You know, it's not easy.
There's nothing fun about it. Ownership, not fun. I mean, I don't care who you bring with you, KD. There is not going to be a whole lot of fun to be had there because you still got to go through the Warriors. You know, the Clippers are brought up. All right. So he goes to the Clippers. Now you got to compete with them during the regular season. And, you know, if you're going to go anywhere, you go to East. But then you're looking at 2 or 3 years of rebuilding and losing and, you know, sometimes guys get a taste of that that championship and get a taste of winning. You don't think Kyrie Irving, to your point, you don't think there's any regrets with Kyrie Irving right now that he left LeBron? Do you think he's not a part of him? Goes
back with his tail between his legs.
Yeah.
You know, like, trying to form that relationship. Hey, let's bring it full circle here, Joe. You know, we've heard about L.A. for both of these guys, you know, but you want to avoid the West. What if Kevin Durant went to the damn Toronto Raptors?
Yeah. Well, Toronto is, I'm fairly certain Toronto is all in on trying to get Kawhi to stay, and I think a championship will go a long way.
All my spare parts to have enough room for, like, isn't that what all the teams are trying to do, have enough for 2 max deals? You know, I'd bastardize everybody if I can get KD and Kawhi. The Clippers are certainly going to do that. Imagine if Toronto.
Again, you're going to be in a situation where, all right, you want to be the man? How are you the man with a Kawhi Leonard on it? You're never going to be able to overcome Kawhi taking this. He's got not a city. Kawhi Leonard has an entire damn country behind him now. We're not talking a city. It's, you know, like, oh, he's got New York behind. Yeah, well, you can keep New York. The man's got a country right now that is fully behind him. He has actually gotten the entire country of Canada to support him. He would be, you want to talk about being the man, Kawhi Leonard, if that's truly what maybe motivates him. I know he's a Southern Cal guy, and I know the idea of him going home, spent $15 million on a home there right now, but man, very few guys could ever get an entire country to support him and create the kind of aura they have created for him. If that at all affects Kawhi Leonard, if he really wants that, I could see him coming back to Toronto. Win or lose, he might give them another shot and another year, although he hates the cold weather from what I understand. But who doesn't? That man has got – you want to be the man? There's going to be very few guys that could come in there and unseat him. Yeah, he's going to be the alpha dog. But again, why do you want to go and lose?
How do you want to – going with Kyrie. You know what I mean? It's like –
then you got to worry about, you know, again, he picked Golden State for a reason. You got to blend with those guys in the locker room, too. So I don't know. 1 hour in the books. We'll come back. We'll break down some of this series coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Time fantasy. You could get reports that you see, and as soon as you see the report, oh, Tatis is coming back. Who am I going to drop? You drop someone, and then another report comes out saying, yeah, we're going to wait another week. Now you drop the player that you were using or had on your bench, and now you got an open spot. You know, people will be like, okay, fine, I won't do it now, but can you give me a name to drop? Well, so much could happen between now and the time Tatis comes back.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
So, Darren Rovell is just getting lit up right now on social media, and it's well deserved because I've actually interviewed him a couple of times, and I've always found him to be the most self-indulgent, pompous asswipe on planet Earth, and he shows it once again. I mean, people are going to tell you what they are. If you just listen, people will show you what they are, and you can figure it out in almost about 20 seconds of conversation with people. So we told you about Bill Buckner's passing over the weekend, 69 years old, lost his battle with dementia there. One of the all-time greats. I mean, borderline Hall of Fame here, guys. We're talking over 2,700 hits, 22-year career, 290 lifetime hitter. Unfortunately, will always be remembered because Red Sox fans roasted him and banished him to his own island there after misplaying Mookie Wilson's ground ball there in the 86 World Series, even though that was only game six and you still could have won game seven twice. And you ended up blowing that game as well. But Darren Rovell, of course, takes the Twitter and he posts that, Bill Buckner's death comes with unexpected guilt. The guilt of an 8-year-old me who thanks in part to his era. It's Calvin Chiroldi and Bob Stanley, too. Got his only major sports championship. Mets, Jets, Nets, Islanders. Rest in peace, Bill. I'm sorry my joy came with your pain. Yes, yes. So,
ridiculous.
Way to make it all about you.
Really?
I mean, for a minute there, it was almost celebrating the guy who actually passed. But somehow or another, and this is classic Rovell, the guy is a pompous, self-indulgent tool bag, and he shows it right here on social media. Look at it. It's almost about Bill Buckner. Well, at least the first word is Bill Buckner. Everything else
right,
is about Darren
it.
Rovell. That's it. Everything. Can you believe that?
I mean, that's a little crazy. I mean, listen, like we said, you know, it's funny. Right now in the chat room, you know,
right,
we got our boy Justin Bruni, who when we started talking about it, and we, you know, you played the audio, for example, as the comeback, right, of the call of the ball going through his legs. And Justin Bruni was like, LOL, tasteful, that's what we were leading with, right? But then we talked for about minutes about how, no, he got a bad rap. The fans gave him wrong, you know, and this. And now this tweet is kind of the same thing, this idea that, like, you know, we're hopping on for his worst moment. I just don't like it.
Hey, way to make it all about you and your guilt, Darren.
He got his cheering championship.
Yeah. I'm a Jets and Islanders fan too, but that doesn't it blows me away. Just go ahead and delete that, Darren. Go ahead and do it. All right, hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain, people.
LETEN. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.